The happiness journey, why the path matters more than the destination. We've all thought it. I'll be happy when I get that promotion / buy that house / lose 20 pounds. Yet after coaching hundreds of clients, I've noticed a pattern. They're still waiting. The truth? Happiness isn't a finish line. It's the steps you take every day. 1. The myth of arrival. Science confirms our brains adapt quickly to new circumstances, a phenomenon called hedonic adaptation. That dream car? It becomes just your car within weeks. Big achievements deliver fleeting joy because they're endpoints, but life happens between endpoints. Try this. For 1 week, jot down 3 non-achievement moments that brought you joy, e.g., sunlight through leaves, a friend's laugh. You'll uncover a powerful truth. Small, savored experiences create lasting fulfillment. 2. The power of presence. We spend 47% of our waking hours mentally elsewhere, robbing ourselves of joy. Savoring, the art of fully experiencing moments, rewires your brain for happiness by noticing overlooked details, that first sip of coffee, expressing gratitude aloud, mentally bookmarking, joyful sensations. Example, your happiest memories likely include vivid sensory details, smells, sounds. That's presence at work. 3. Achievement alone is empty. Ever reached a goal and felt nothing? Without appreciation, success becomes a treadmill. Each win demands a bigger one. The antidote. Pause to celebrate milestones, no matter how small. Separate purpose, the journey, from outcomes, destinations. Truth. Truly happy people aren't those with the most trophies. They're those who find meaning along the way. 4. Happiness evolves with you. What delighted you at 15, a new toy, likely won't at 35, watching your child walk. As we grow, so do our joy sources. Age. Typical joy sources, 20s. Career milestones. 30s plus, deep relationships. 40s plus, purpose, giving back, flexibility is key. Regularly audit what brings you joy. Release outdated expectations. 5. Resilience equals happiness muscle. Challenges aren't roadblocks, they're training grounds. Studies show overcoming adversity strengthens emotional resilience, heightens appreciation for ordinary joys, like sunshine after rain. Reframe setbacks. Ask, what new happiness might this make space for? A lost job can reveal a truer calling. A breakup can teach self-love. FAQs, Q, why don't achievements make me happy long-term? A, hedonic adaptation resets your baseline. Focus on progress, the journey, over perfection, the destination. Q, how do I stay present? A, use the 5-4-3-2-1 method. Name 5 things you see, 4 you feel, 3 you hear, 2 you smell, 1 you taste. Instantly grounds you. Q. What if I'm stuck chasing win happiness? A. Start small. Write daily about experiences, not achievements, that delighted you. Patterns will emerge. Final thought. Happiness isn't a prize you win. It's the thrill of the hike, not the summit. The magic lies in the mundane. A shared laugh, a quiet morning, the courage to grow. Stop waiting for win. Start embracing now. Your turn, tonight. Name 3 tiny joys you experience today. Repeat daily. Watch the shift unfold. Happiness is the way, not a place to arrive. Adapted from Margaret Lee Runbeck.